College English Test, Band 4, Part 2, Listening Comprehension. Section A, Directions. In this section, you will hear three news reports. At the end of each news report, you will hear two or three questions. Both the news report and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center.
News Report 1. Operations at one of Australia's largest gold mines had to be temporarily suspended on Friday after a partial wall collapse at one of the mine's dams. The wall collapse at the Cadia mine came just a few days after two earthquakes hit the area. The damage to the dam wall was noticed in the late afternoon on Friday when workers found a section of the northern dam wall had collapsed into the southern dam. The dams contain waste products of mining and can contain materials which are harmful to the environment and human health. The dams are generally constructed using earth fill and are gradually raised over time. The company was unable to confirm whether the recent earthquakes had contributed to the dam's wall collapse, but said it was conducting a thorough investigation. A company spokesperson said that operations at the site had been halted while the investigation is ongoing, and that the break had posed no safety threat to workers.
Questions 1 and 2 are based on the news report you have just heard. Question 1. What happened at one of Australia's largest gold mines? Question 2. What did the spokesperson say about the incident? News Report 2. Two boys and four girls were born on Monday to the surprise of a young couple and doctors who had expected five babies. This was the first record of six babies being born at the same time in that region. The doctors prepared from early in the morning to help deliver five tiny citizens. They were in the operating room with five teams of doctors, one for each baby. The first five babies were delivered successfully, and all baby beds were occupied. And then, all of a sudden, it turned out there was another waiting to come out. The doctors said the babies were in healthy condition, but could not go home immediately. They needed to stay in the hospital for 2 to 3 months for medical supervision. The mother, who was in stable condition, could return home a day later if all physical tests came back normal. The baby's mother commented that they had already prepared room for five babies at home, so they will have to rearrange things for their happy surprise. The new parents have yet to name the sixth baby, but are considering either Lily or Rose.
Questions 3 and 4 are based on the news report you have just heard. Question 3. What did the hospital do for the delivery of the babies? Question 4. What did the doctor say about the newborns? News Report 3. A Spanish island called Pomodoro has been bought by a family from Europe for 18 million euros. The island is often described as heaven on earth by holidaymakers. For decades, tourists have been flocking to Pomodoro, which is located off the southeast coast of Spain. They come to enjoy its unspoiled beaches and crystal clear waters. Its natural beauty is protected as it lies inside a natural park. Although Palmadora is one of the most famous private islands in the world, its seafront is public land and is a favorite destination for famous people. When the island was put up for sale, it was offered to the local government, but proved too expensive for the local authorities. It is unclear whether the new owners have the power to ban tourists from the island. But with their newfound luxury comes the responsibility for its protection and maintenance. The island is less than 2 miles long and half a mile wide. It is said to have a remarkable location that few other private islands of this size can match, according to estate agents. Palmadora is the perfect place to retreat to, somewhere to get away from the city noise and relax in beautiful surroundings with zero stress.
Questions 5 to 7 are based on the news report you have just heard. Question 5. What do we learn from the news report about the Spanish island Palmadora? Question 6. What do holidaymakers come to Palmadora to enjoy? Question 7. What do estate agents say about Palmadora?
Section B, Directions. In this section, you will hear two long conversations. At the end of each conversation, you will hear four questions. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then, mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center.
Conversation 1.
Hi, Christie's Gym Center. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling to ask about the newly scheduled gym classes. I'm just wondering if I can get a discount on them.
Are you already a member?
Yes, I signed up 2 months ago, but I haven't been to any of the group classes yet.
Can I take your name, please?
Yes, my name's Carol Friedman.
Carol Friedman. That's right, and you signed up 2 months ago. Currently, we are offering existing members discounts off two of our brand new classes, hot yoga and advanced spinning. But the discount doesn't apply to any of our regular classes, I'm afraid.
I'm only interested in the new classes. So how much of a discount is there on these two new classes?
The same discount of 20% is being offered to everyone at the door on a first-come, first-served basis for the first month. It's a shame you missed out on the general discount.
I see.
But you can get 25% off if you sign up in advance. Which of the two classes are you thinking about?
Well, I guess I am only really interested in hot yoga. Can you sign me up for the 10-week course on Thursday evenings?
Sure. Would you prefer to pay in advance?
No, I don't like giving my card details over the phone anyway.
Okay, then. As you are already a member, the fee for the class will just be added to your monthly bill.
That's perfect. Thanks for your help.
See you Thursday.
Questions 8 to 11 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 8. What do we learn about the woman from the conversation? Question 9. What is the gym center doing right now? Question 10. What does the man say is a pity for the woman? Question 11. Why is the woman unwilling to pay in advance? Conversation 2.
Well, I think that was quite a successful trip in the end, don't you think, Jenny?
Absolutely. There are lots of great potential markets here in China, so I'm sure that the head office in London will be pleased once we get back and present our research.
Okay, we've got a bit of spare time now. Can we discuss the return trip to the head office?
Sure. I've checked the availability of flights from Beijing to London on the 22nd, and you have a choice. There's a flight arriving the following morning with a 2-hour stopover in Dubai, or a flight arriving at 11:30 in the evening with a 5-hour stopover in Amsterdam.
Right. Well, that's obvious then, isn't it?
Okay, so that's Dubai. I've booked a room in a hotel about a mile from the office. The nearest metro station is Earl's Court.
Great. Can you find a map that shows where the hotel is and send it to me online? I've never been to the head office, you know. I want to see if I can get one of those rental bicycles and ride to the office, just for fun. For the presentation, I'll bring my own laptop and hook it up to their projector. Do you remember the capacity of their meeting room?
No, but I'll check.
Just one more thing. I'll pay everything with my own card, right? And I'll submit my claims form afterwards?
No problem. Just remember to keep all your receipts. You remember the trouble you had last time.
Oh, don't remind me.
Questions 12 to 15 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 12. Why are the speakers in China? Question 13. Where will the man stop over on his way to London? Question 14. What does the man ask the woman to do? Question 15. What did the woman remind the man to do at the end of the conversation?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear three passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear three or four questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. A new study has demonstrated the importance of women's rights. The researchers behind the study state that many parts of the world have made good economic progress, but women's rights are often overlooked. Thus, they wanted to determine if there was a link between protection of women's rights and public health. The researchers analyzed databases which held information from 162 countries for the period 2004 to 2010. Countries were classified according to the respect they gave to women's economic and social rights. There were three categories. They were high, moderate, and poor. Analysis of the data showed that countries with strong women's rights had better health than those where women's rights were not as respected. The health indicators studied included disease prevention, reproductive health, death rates, and life expectancy. Furthermore, in countries where women's rights were most respected, but where access to hospitals and doctors was below average, health outcomes were still better than in countries rated as moderate or poor. This confirms that, even with a lack of resources, if a country has strong women's rights, the health outcomes are better. Thus, the researchers argue that gender equality is not just a women's rights issue. It is also a development issue. This is because better health aids economic development. They note that the value of women's rights has often been questioned from an economic standpoint. Some have argued that ensuring those rights would limit progress, but this study indicates the opposite.
Questions 16 to 18 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 16. What did the researchers of the new study try to determine? Question 17. What does the passage say about countries lacking in medical resources? Question 18. What has often been questioned regarding women's rights? Passage 2. Sunshine and high temperatures can mean picnics in parks and trips to beaches, but they can make your body react in some strange ways. First, sunshine can actually affect your breath. You may think that summer is the perfect time to go on a date or chat with an attractive boy or girl, but excessive heat can cause you to lose water, which has been proven to have a pretty unattractive side effect, bad breath. When you are lacking water, your mouth becomes dry. Bacteria accumulates because there isn't enough water in your mouth to wash it away. Sunshine can stop you from sweating too. The body's normal temperature is 36 to 37 degrees centigrade, but if it heats up to 40 to 41 degrees, you may find yourself getting heat stroke. At that point, your heat regulatory system can essentially quit, which stops you from sweating, as your body tries to keep water around your vital organs. However, the sun can have a positive influence on your body by raising your energy levels. You might feel like the sun is giving you extra energy for your day, which is actually happening. And vitamin D from sunshine can help your body to absorb certain minerals which are linked to building stronger bones. Therefore, I suggest you spend more time in the park with your friends, but make sure you apply lots of skin protection and fill up those water bottles too.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 19. What does the passage say about hot sunshine? Question 20. What does the passage say is a negative side effect of water loss? Question 21. What is said to be a positive effect of sunshine? Passage 3. Left-handed people can find it inconvenient to do certain things, writing in a notebook, for example. But there are a number of advantages of being left-handed. Research found that they were overrepresented among fighters in combat sports. Left-handed fighters also had higher chances to win. This confirms the fighter theory. Left-handers may also be better at remembering events. The explanation is that the two brain spheres of left-handers are more strongly connected. Being left-handed might be a factor in mathematical ability. An Italian study found that for simple arithmetic, there was little difference between right and left-handed performance. But for more difficult problem-solving, left-handers won out. No one understands the reason for this. Left-handed people may think differently. In one study, researchers showed the participants columns of abstract illustrations and asked them which ones they would prefer. Left-handed people were more likely to prefer the images on the left. Right-handed people preferred the ones on the right. Both groups disliked stuff on their opposite side. Left-handers are also overrepresented in professional, interactive sports. Researchers have looked at the influence of being left-handed on performance in interactive sports. Those that require the fastest reaction give left-handers the biggest advantage. So, if you have a left-handed child, you should encourage them to play table tennis, baseball, and tennis. Being left-handed maximizes their chances of success in these sports.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 22. What does the passage say about left-handed people? Question 23. What is said to be special about left-handed people? Question 24. Why are left-handed people better at solving more difficult problems? Question 25. What should parents do about a left-handed child?
That's the end of listening comprehension.